So you have decided that you will retire in March. Why?
Well, you know, it's something I've been thinking about for a little bit, but it's been just a terrific 27 years. But, you know, the job of city manager is fairly demanding from a time standpoint. And, gee, I've been doing this work here for a long time and over 40 years altogether. And you know, it's time to step back and spend some time with my family and doing some things with them. So it's just a personal decision, and you know, the timing of that is, you know, I wanted to do that at a time where things had calmed down, and you know, we've kind of come out of the recession, and you know, things are really looking positive right now as you look around the community, and so it just seemed like maybe now is a good time to go ahead and do that.
Does that mean that this was something maybe you'd been contemplating for a while?
Oh, I mean, as you get older, you may not realize this because you're not old yet, but as you get older, you know, you start thinking about it, and when you start seeing all your friends and your peers retire, many of them younger than you, you know, it makes you kind of wonder when the time is going to be right for you. But so... it's, you know, it's kind of a natural process, I think, that you begin to think about it, and so particularly just the desire to spend more time with family got stronger and stronger, and so you just have to make the decision and move on.
I know a lot of people who get to this stage and they find the idea of not doing the job they've been doing for so long somewhat more daunting than continuing to do it.
Well, I love I've had just a terrific career. I love the job here. I think it's, you know, about the best in the country. And, you know, the people that I work with have just been so great. The community really is a great community to work in. And so, you know, that's what makes it hard is, you know, you build up the relationships and you never get to a point where there's not anything else to do, because that's just the nature of city work. It's one of the things that makes it so fascinating is that every day is a new day, and there is new challenges coming to the fore. And you know, I guess if you waited until you finished everything, why, you'd probably never retire. You know, they'd have to carry you out on a litter at some point or something. But so you can't wait for that point. But I did want to find a time when maybe the issues facing the organization weren't as difficult as they have been the last few years. And, you know, quite frankly, we just have a terrific staff here. So the council's been great to work with. And, you know, I'm sure that they'll carry on. And pretty soon people will say, who was that?
You know, I lived here back in the 90s, and then I moved away for about a decade and then recently came back. And in the ensuing 10 years throughout the 2000s, coming back, it was sort of stark how much growth had occurred in the city of Champaign in terms of population, in terms of businesses, restaurants, certainly in the downtown area. To what do you attribute that really fairly significant growth compared to a lot of other cities during that same time period?
Well, you know, kind of have two questions in one related to the downtown and one the city overall. And, you know, the downtown, I get it kind of a chuckle because people over the last couple of years said, boy, just the downtown is all of a sudden has become so vibrant. And I thought, well, that's the first project I worked on when I came to town 27 years ago was the removal of the pedestrian mall, which was not a successful example of how to do pedestrian malls. And that and the streetscape project and the downtown TIF, and you know, it's one thing after another. You know, we had a different incentives programs, including one that Dan McCollum came up with, which was to provide a liquor license to someone who renovated a building, brought it up to code. And, you know, it's just been a variety of things, one thing after another. And, you know, I'd have to say that, you know, there's a national trend towards moving back to the center city. So I think the things we did put us in a position to take advantage of some of the larger trends that were going on. But you know, it's been a longer effort, and I think we still have a ways to go in terms of our downtown to really get it to the point where we feel like it will continue to be strong for a long period of time. The growth of the city overall, part of our whole philosophy has just been, if we're a nice community, have a high quality of life and good services, it will attract development and it will attract people. And certainly the University of Illinois over the years, they've expanded. I remember when the university said, they were going to cap enrollment at 36,500 or something like that. And, of course, they're up over 40,000 now. So, and I think that has an impact, the growth of the medical community. But we went through about a 4 or 5 year period where we negotiated a series of intergovernmental agreements with the sanitary district, Urbana, Champaign, Savoy, and the county, really to try to get a little bit better handle on growth, because we're starting to see more growth actually outside the city limits. And our philosophy was that urban development should be occurring within the boundaries of the city so that they had access to urban services and building codes and things like that. And that allowed us then eventually to annex a fairly large tract of land on the west side of the city. When once we got contiguity, then we were able to annex a fairly large population and a pretty large territory, all within a couple-year period. And so that was a pretty large factor in that growth too. It was big enough that we had a special census at that time as well, which increased our population by a few thousand people.
Are there any projects that are still in development, any areas of Champaign that you would like to see developed in a different way? Do you have a vision for years going forward, ideally what Champaign might look like?
Well, in terms of the things that we're looking at, we'd like to see more housing around the fringe of the downtown, more workplace type housing, people who actually work here. We have increased the amount of housing downtown quite a bit, but it's a little pricey for some people, and so we'd like to see more housing around the downtown. Certainly the development of the area around the Second Street Reach with the big drainage project that we did, that is such an amenity, and I think that'll all happen, within the next few years as the economy picks up a little bit and people begin to see some of the development around the Second Street Reach. I think they'll get excited by that, and you'll see restaurants opening up their properties to that, so that they have a nice amenity with a patio looking over it. I think you'll see the campus town area become even more of an urban neighborhood, and so I think it'll be hard for some students to tell whether or not they were in a neighborhood in Chicago or whether they're on the campus of the University of Illinois. They'll really be vibrant and thriving and a high density area. So I think those are all things that from the development side we'll see happening over the next few years, and not so much the greenfield development. I think here as well as the other parts of the country, we're seeing people not quite as interested in that and more interested in more of an urban lifestyle.
I have just a couple more questions. Looking back over the last 27 years, what would you say were the most challenging moments in your role as city manager?
Well, there were issues or problems that took a long time and effort to work through, like the annexation agreements. But I'd have to say, and I've in here and other places, I've been through other recessions. But the recession we had here, starting in 2008, was very difficult for the city, just like it was for a lot of individuals and families and businesses. And our revenue took a slide back you know, maybe 4 years in terms of the amount of money we were coming in. And you know, so working through that and trying to find, you know, what's a sustainable level that for the city of Champaign. And you know, it's hard to give up the level and the quality of services you're providing and doing all the things you're doing. But, you know, that's what we were faced with doing because we had to downsize our workforce so that our expenses matched the amount of money we had coming in. And trying to find a way to do that was that, you know, made it easier for employees, and we used a voluntary separation program to do that. That was very successful and ended up reducing our workforce about 10%, and which is sad to see people, you know, move on who've contributed so much and realize that we can't, with fewer employees, we just can't quite do as much as we've done before. But, you know, I think we came through it pretty well, and now we're at the point where, you know, we're actually filling vacancies and we're getting just terrific employees hired into the organization to pick up the ball and keep it going.
Finally, do you have any advice for the next city manager, whoever it may be?
Oh, no, not really. I've just, you know, I'm not a very good one for giving advice, particularly for people in this job. You know, they have to find their own way to make this work. And, you know, I just feel so fortunate that, you know, we've had really good city councils over the years. And I've talked to my peers around the country and, you know, we've gone through some times, some of it very anti-government. And we just never had that in Champaign. We've had people on the council who were, you know, kind of problem solvers and, you know, let's see what we can do to try to help the community here. And so that's been terrific. And the next manager will have to work through all those relationships, just as we all do when we start a job. I'll wish them the best of luck.
Steve, thanks so much for talking with me, and thanks for your many, many years of service.
Oh, you bet, Craig. Thank you.